If you keep Proverbs chapter 9 open in front of you, we come to our last in our series looking at wise words for godly living. It's always exciting getting an invitation to a wedding. I like weddings. But what happens when you get two invitations for two different weddings on the same day? It's a dilemma. There's a choice that you have to make. And as we come this evening to our last study in the book of Proverbs, tonight we find that we have two invitations. Two invitations to two different banquets. And Proverbs 9 sets out for us these invitations. But we are left with a question. Which invitation will I choose? Every day we are faced with choices. Every day the invitations are given to us. And every day we have to ask ourselves, will I choose wisdom or will I choose folly? Am I going to fellowship with wisdom in this decision? Or am I going to go into the house of fools? And in our series through Proverbs, we've been studying through various topics to see, well, what is the way of wisdom? What does it look like in practice? What are these wise words for godly living? And I hope and I pray that the series has been beneficial for our everyday living. Will I choose the Christ-like way in this situation? Will I choose wisdom in what we have learnt? Or will I follow the way of foolishness? In chapters 1 to 9 of Proverbs, it's a father addressing his son. And he's setting before the son this choice. The choice between wisdom and folly. There is a wise way to live, and there is a way that leads to death. There is the wise way leading to life, and there's a foolish way that leads to the grave. And the father is saying to the son, there are choices. You can fear the Lord and have wisdom, or you can pursue folly and be led to death. And now in chapter 9, this discourse comes to an end. And it comes to an end with these two invitations being placed side by side. Which one will you choose? Tonight I'm setting before us two invitations. And I'm going to be asking the question, which invitation are you going to choose? To answer the question, I want us to look closely at the two invitations before us and to see which one truly gives us wise words for godly living. We have these two invitations in verses 1 to 6. That's the invitation from wisdom. And then in verses 13 to 18, the invitation from woman folly. First thing I want us to notice as we look at the two invitations is the provisions that have been made for the banquet. The provisions that have been made for the banquet. Verse 1 to 6, the invitation from wisdom. And what are the preparations or the provisions that we have? Well, we see that they are rich. Wisdom is inviting us not to some sort of simple supper. I'm sure the supper we have tonight will be wonderful. But this is something far greater. This is something rich and glorious. It's a wonderful feast. Look at her preparation. We're told, first of all, about her house. It's a beautiful house that she lives in. It's well built. It has seven pillars. It's a picture of it being a secure and a solid house. This is a place of beauty. It's a place that's well built. It's a place that will endure. This is a perfect home. Jesus Christ said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you?" The invite to follow wisdom, the invite to follow Christ in our day-to-day living, it is the invite to be in his house, to live with him, to abide in him, to fellowship with him. If we choose wisdom, if we accept this invite, we see that wonderful preparation has been made. Preparation for us to be with Christ, living in him. That choice that you have to face tomorrow. How are you going to deal with that situation? How are you going to react to that temptation? For those of you who are parents, over the Christmas period when the children don't get a break from you, how are they going to react to having to be with their parents all day long? How are you going to react to having to be with them? Those close family situations, what are we going to choose? How are we going to spend our time, spend our money? And the decision comes to us. Are we going to do it abiding in Christ, living in Christ, fellowshipping with Christ? There is a place of beauty that we have been invited to, a place of wonder and grandeur and steadfastness. And if we are choosing wise words for godly living, if we are listening to the invitation of wisdom, it's to be in a place of a sure foundation, of abiding with our Savior. It's part of the provision that he makes. But look also at the provision of the banquet itself. The preparation that has gone into this feast. We have it in verse 2. She has slaughtered her beasts. Or another way to translate that, and probably a slightly better way, would be she has slaughtered her sacrifice. And she has mixed her wine. She has set her table. The table is prepared. And on that table is the sacrifice and the wine. This is a rich feast that has been prepared. It's the Old Testament picture of blessing. It's the blessings of heaven. It's a picture of the marriage supper, that feast in heaven. It's a picture of eating with Christ. It's a picture of having grace poured upon grace. More provision than we can ask for. We can have the finest of everything in Christ. Well, what does that mean? It means that if we choose wisdom, if we follow wise words for godly living, then we won't just be abiding in Christ and fellowshipping with Christ and living with Christ, but we will be growing in Christ. We will be feeding on Christ. We will grow and be strengthened spiritually as we partake in this feast. As we listen to the invite of wisdom, and as we choose to live the wise life in Christ, we are told we will be provided for. And we will be provided for in abundance. Our spiritual needs will be met. We will be strengthened spiritually. We will grow spiritually. We will be dining with our Lord and Savior. There'll be refreshment and nourishment for our soul and our heart. The blessings of fellowship with Christ. And This is the invite that comes to us. The invitation to be Christ-like. The invitation to follow wisdom. The invitation to follow the wise words for godly living. To live out this wisdom. To live out God's word. We are told that we will be blessed. We will grow spiritually. We will be walking with Christ as we choose wisdom. We will be living with Christ. We will be made more like Christ. And this preparation, it has all been made by Christ Himself. Through His death and resurrection, we have the way that has been provided for us to choose wisdom. Looking to Jesus Christ and trusting in Him. And knowing that He lives in us and He equips us to live out His word day by day. And through Christ, through His death and resurrection, the way is opened for us to grow more like Christ as we fellowship with Him, as we follow wisdom. Christ has made every provision for us to be blessed and to grow and to be secure in Him. This is the invitation from wisdom. This is the rich preparation that has been made by wisdom. Well, what about the provisions and the preparation that has been made in the second invite? Well, look at verse 13 and 14. Woman folly. She sits at her door and she shouts. We're not told of any beauty in her house. In fact, we are told later on that the dead are there. No solid structure. There's no richness in what she offers. No preparation has been made. In fact, we are told that what she offers us is stolen bread and stolen water, verse 17. There's nothing satisfying in her invite. And this is important for us to see. Young people and children, I want you to listen very carefully to woman folly. This woman in the Bible, this lady who is called foolishness. And this is what she is inviting people to. She says, come to my meal. Come to my banquet. Because when you come here to my wedding meal, you get to sit in a corner, covering the food with your coat because it's stolen, and you get to sip on water that I didn't even pay for, and you get to eat some bread. That's what woman folly says you can come to. And that's what the world is offering us. That's what sin is offering us. They say, come and join us. Come and do what we are doing. Come to the places we are going to. Come and live your life your own way. Do what you want because it's going to be so wonderful. But it's not. Because living our life our own way, or following the way of the world, following this woman folly, it's just like going to a wedding reception and having to sit in the corner when you're sipping some water that has been stolen and eating bread that is stolen. What sort of a meal is that? There's nothing satisfying. There's nothing honorable in it. She's made no great preparation. There's no wonderful provision for you when you follow sin, when we follow our own desires, when we follow woman folly. She lies. There's no rich blessing in this invite. When the world says to us, come and do this. Come and live this way. Don't worry about what the Bible says. We know better. When the world says, we'll tell you a good way to live. We'll show you the best way to live. Come and listen to us and do what we do. That invite, it's empty. When the world says, come and join us in our feast, you'll find it sweet and pleasant. All you have to do is leave the path of Christ Jesus. We know that invitation has no provision for us. And so when we are making our choices, tomorrow when we get up, and we have a choice to live for Christ or follow our own sinful desires, which one promises greater provision? Which one is going to satisfy? Which one is going to help us spiritually? The two invites are there. We have a choice every day. How will we live today? Will it be in the way of wisdom, or will it be in the way of folly? We have to look at what's provided. Surely we have to say, wisdom's provisions are rich and beautiful and satisfying. Christ's provisions are rich and beautiful and satisfying. But the invite from folly is empty and futile. The provisions made for the banquet. Secondly, we have here the pleas given for the banquet. The pleas given for the banquet. Listen to the plea or the call of the invite. What does wisdom do in making the plea, making the call? Well, wisdom sends out her messengers. It's her young woman, her maidens. And they call out from the highest places in the town. What are they doing? Well, they are inviting people from all over. They're going into the highways and the hedges. And they are calling all sorts of people. Listen to the plea. Listen to the call, the invite. Whoever is simple, let him come. Let him turn and hear. And in fact, we are told that wisdom herself makes the plea to come. Verses 4 and 5. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine I have mixed. This invitation is a gracious invitation. How easy it would be for wisdom to only call the wise, the intelligent, the lovely, the pure, the good. But no. The call goes out to the one who is wandering, the stray, the lonely, the simple. And this is gracious. This is a lovely invite to the banquet, to the wedding. Again, Christ says, and we were reading this from Luke chapter 14, that illustration of the wedding banquet. The invite went out. It was rejected by the first group of people. And so the invite then went out. And where did it go? It went out to the streets and the lanes of the city. And then it went out even further to the highways and even the hedges. And it was to bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame. Christ's call, that invite, the plea to come, it's gracious. It's a call that is given to the simple. to the weak, to the lame, the blind. Christ's invite is to those who are far off. Can you see how gracious this call is? Can you hear how gracious the call of Christ is? If you feel tonight as though you are far off, if you feel tonight, is this invite really for me? A guilty sinner like me, someone simple like me, Christ says, come. This banquet is for you. Perhaps you think to yourself, this wonderful life of provision, this rich feasting, I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy enough. I'm not clever enough to understand. I'm not right with God enough. I've strayed too far. Is it really for me? Listen to what Christ is saying. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come, eat of my bread, drink of the wine I have mixed. Christ is saying to those who are in need, come to me. Christ is saying that to you this evening. If you are in need, come to me. Come and feast with me. Come and fellowship with me. Come to the cross where my body and blood represented in the bread and the wine, where those have been given for you. It's a gracious invite given to all people. And friends, we are the maidens. We are the young women who are called to go out and to deliver this plea, deliver the invite. We are to declare what the King of Kings calls us to declare. Come to him. His invite is before you this evening. And it's a gracious invite. A gracious invite for the needy. A gracious invite for the undeserving. And he is ready to provide what we need. And as we seek to live lives of wisdom, we find every day it is still a gracious invite. Lord, I don't know if I'm going to be able to choose the wise thing to do here. Christ graciously says, come to me. Follow the way of wisdom. He will provide. He will care. Gracious invite. What is the plea of the second invite? Look at woman folly in verse 13. She's loud. She shouts. Loud and seductive, and she knows nothing. In some ways, it's similar. She makes her call to everyone as well, those passing by. In the same way, she's asking them to turn aside and to come into her house. In many ways, a similar plea, because she shouts from the highest places of the town. But do you notice that there's no recognition of need? It's not a gracious plea. Instead, she tries to seduce. Instead, she tells lies. She doesn't really care about what we do. As long as we don't go the way of wisdom, as long as we are not following the invite of Christ, woman folly, sin, Satan doesn't really care what we do. He'll make lots of shouting. Try to be seductive. Try to lure us in into different places. But at the end of the day, unconcerned, as long as we're not going the way of wisdom. There's no grace in this invite. There's no love in this invite. There's no concern. There's no dealing with the need of the simple. Unlike the gracious call of wisdom, there it is to deal with the need. There it's to deal with a great need that the simple have. For woman folly, unconcerned, unloving, ungracious. She speaks without knowledge and without sense. And friends, this is what Satan is offering us. He doesn't really care if we turn in to every temptation or not. He doesn't really care if we turn aside to every sin or not. Just as long as we are not feasting at the great wedding feast of Christ. There's no concern for the needy. Think of that the next time you have a choice to make. When you're there and you can choose either the way of wisdom, following Christ, or you can choose to do your own thing, or the way of folly, remind yourself, one of those invitations is gracious. One of the choices will help you. One of the choices is a loving invite. The other one is unconcerned for your soul. The other one is unloving. The other one has no grace in it whatsoever. Remind yourself of the call, of the plea of these two invites. It will do us no good following the way of folly. Making the wrong choice will not benefit us spiritually in any way. The plea of the invite, one is gracious, the other unconcerned. Which one will you choose? The provisions for the banquet, the pleas given for the banquet, and then thirdly and finally, the promises attached to the banquet. The promises attached to the banquet. Verse 6, in this first invitation that comes through our door, we have a promise. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. And then we have the promise further unfolded for us in verse 11. For by me your days will be multiplied. The promise of the first invitation is the promise of life. And the promise of Christ-likeness. Ultimately, it's the promise of eternal life. The promise of fellowshipping with Christ and being with Him. It's the promise of walking with Christ and abiding in Him. This invite, it's a promise for new life. It's the promise for eternal life. This invite is presented again this evening. Perhaps this evening you're not one of Christ's. Perhaps this evening you are still in your sin. Christ Jesus invites you tonight to leave your simple ways. He graciously calls on you tonight to come to the way of life, to follow Him, to trust in Him. And the promise is attached to it. The promise that your days will be multiplied. Eternal life with Christ forever. That's the promise that Christ makes. And every day as believers, we are faced with choices. We have to ask ourselves, how will I live for Christ in this situation? What is the Christ-honoring thing to do at this point in time? And the invitation to choose the way of wisdom for us day by day, it comes with promises. The promise that if we follow wisdom, if we live out the wise words for godly living that we've been thinking about, then we will walk in the way of Christ. We will be with Him for eternity. Remind yourself of the promises of the invite every day, every choice we are coming to. What is the promise that Christ has given? That we will walk in the way of insight. We will live. Our days will be multiplied. Surely this promise is too great a promise to pass by. Surely this invite has to be responded to in the positive. Yes, Lord. I will come. I will follow. I will choose wisdom. What is the promise of the second invite? Verse 18. The dead are in there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave, in the depths of hell. Outside of Christ, that is where we are headed. The problem is, outside of Christ, that is the path that we are already on. Without even responding to the invite, we are already headed to that house of the grave. But every day, that invite is sent out time and time again. And every time unbelievers refuse to listen to the invite of Christ, every moment they ignore the call of Christ, they are just heading further and further to hell. Is the eternal punishment of a holy and a just God? Is that the promise you want if you are not a Christian? You must say no to that invite from woman folly. You must ignore that invite to live your life your own way. You must listen to the invite of wisdom, of Christ Jesus. And so the first invite comes to us tonight. And Christ says there is another promise, rich and eternal. Come to me. Come to my banquet. I will provide. Come to Him and seek His wisdom. This Jesus Christ who went to the place of the house of death for us and overcame it through His death and resurrection, that we might leave our simple ways and walk in the way of insight. Walk with Christ. Every day you have two invites sitting before you. You can't choose them both. We must listen to what they say. We must look at them. And as we've been presented with wise words for godly living, we have to say, which invite will I choose? The way of wisdom that leads to life. The way of wisdom that has rich provisions. The way of wisdom which means walking with Christ and living in Christ. Or will I choose the way of folly which leads to death? Two invites. Which one will you choose? Amen.